want to share some words from John 14. Then I have some thoughts, too, that I'd like to throw into the mix, and I think it ties into what everyone's shared so far. These words are from John 14. This is Jesus again. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. I think Don captured the mentality of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul one time said these words in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. He said, "One thing I do, leave behind what's behind me, I press on to what lies ahead, straight on to the goal to win the prize." What is that mentality? I think the Apostle Paul lived with passion, desire, and really got behind the causes that he really believed in. That's the Apostle Paul. If there was obstacles, there was no obstacle that could get in his way if he had a deep feeling about a cause that he believed in. There was no, he didn't worry about the energy that would zap him. He just believed deep down in his heart about the things that he was very passionate about. And I believe that's the way Don lived as well. Don had very clear passions, very clear ideas of what he wanted to get behind in his life. And you heard some of those things here today. Think about Rotary. Malspoke. Don was a charter member of the Rotary, the Philomath Rotary. What year did that start, Mal?
I think about 1987.
1987? And so I think Mal and Don are the two charter members that remain. Is that right?
And I'm carrying the name Malcolm.
Yeah. Okay. There's got to be a story behind that. But what I know about Don with Rotary is that that's how I first got to know Don in Rotary, and then he ultimately started to attend some of the church services here at Peace. But you could count on seeing Don every single week. He really believed in Rotary, and you could count on him thinking he'd win the lottery or the raffle every single week. And if he didn't win, he was like, the world must be out of orbit or something. He really loved the Rotary. And so, just to prove it to you, you heard Peggy talk about it earlier, their first date was at a district governor's meeting.
First official date.
So, why did he like the Rotary? It was because of the causes. You heard them from Wendy. You shared some of the causes behind Rotary. Mal, I echo what you shared about polio. What I remember about Don is that whenever there were updates about the polio, the Rotary's program to eradicate polio in the world, his eyes got pretty big. He was really excited. And just think about this. In 30 years through Rotary, the amount of cases of polio in the world has decreased 99%. That's pretty amazing. And when we heard those statistics, Don just got really excited, and he'd want to give an update to everyone there. So, Don, the causes that he believed in, he would just believe in them, even if there were obstacles. So, he was a Beaver fan. To believe in that cause, there could be some obstacles. And I know in the pictures, there was the Husky and Cougar sweatshirts. And I know he rooted on the Huskies and Cougars for his, yeah, he did. But deep down, he was a big-time Beaver fan. If you look over here, it's the only person I've ever seen wear an orange beret. Anyone else ever seen anyone wear an orange beret? You can kick him out of the game. You can get across on the other side of the stadium and be like, there's Don. Yeah. But the big cause that struck me that was very significant for his life, so you mentioned it, Don really cut his drinking. and went sober and cut the smoking. And that was a cause that he got behind and believed in. And I was so glad to hear you mention how he got behind other people and supported them as they made that journey as well. But also a cause that was really beautiful of Don's is, in my conversations with him, is his love of family. We heard it as well from someone else. That's when his eyes would really get big, when he talked about his family and how much he loved them. And so there's really something that we all should take in about Don today, and that's just his passion for what he believed in, how he got behind it. You didn't have to guess where he stood. He was right there. Peggy shared with me, and actually I saw it this morning, the motto for his life.
To thine own self be true.
To thine own self be true. That speaks to how he really got behind what he believed in.